This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. We've got them for you. You can get on the radio toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Discord, the new way to call into the show that makes you sound way better than if you were on the phones. And it's super easy to get set up with Discord. Over at discord.lrn.fm, there is an app, and as my understanding, you do actually need the app in order to use the voice features. That's what I was told. I have not tried to test this claim myself because I've been using the app the whole time. But there is a web version of Discord if you just kind of want to get in and poke
That's
around
what I use.
And check it out. And I don't know if that web version will work on a laptop, like with a headset or something. I'm not sure. But if you've got the app, it'll definitely work, and it'll work great, and you'll sound great. Discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
I want to start out the show with a shocking headline. Now, I am not an attorney, but Melanie, you did go to law school.
Yes.
So you're the closest thing to an attorney here. You didn't actually get the bar, pass the bar.
I passed the bar. I don't have a license.
So when you pass the bar, you then have to apply for the license? Is that how it works?
So you also have to pass a basically a background check.
And you didn't think you could pass
the background check? They didn't tell me no. They told me we would like $30,000, please.
Was this the state government that told that to you down in Louisiana?
The Louisiana Supreme Court, yes.
So you'd have to pay off the Supreme Court itself, not like...
I mean, they have a front company, right? Like, it's not just like, send a check, run it out to Supreme Court of the state of Louisiana.
So who hands out the licenses, then?
The Supreme Court of Louisiana.
Who's the front company?
A rehab place in... I want to say Alexandria. That might be wrong.
Wait, so the rehab place has nothing to do with the Supreme Court, then?
Yeah, they do.
I'm confused. How does
I can't tell you to give me a kickback, but my brother-in-law owns this business. Why don't you cater your party through him?
So wait, you had to pay $30,000 to the rehab?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Anyway, I didn't know about that. So you've spent a little bit of time, you know, learning about courts. I've spent some time in court before, and I was shocked when I saw this headline from CBS News published just a few days ago that the Democratic National Committee has served WikiLeaks with a lawsuit via Twitter.
Not sure you can do that.
You cannot do that.
That was what I thought. But let me tell you the story here. The Democratic National Committee Friday officially served its lawsuit to WikiLeaks via Twitter, employing a rare method to serve its suit to the elusive group that has thus far been unresponsive. As CBS News first reported last month, the DNC filed a motion with this federal court in Manhattan requesting permission to serve its complaint to WikiLeaks on Twitter, a platform the DNC argued the website uses regularly. The DNC filed a lawsuit in April against the Trump campaign, Russian government, and WikiLeaks, alleging a massive conspiracy to tilt the 2016 election in Donald Trump's favor. All of the DNC's attempts to serve the lawsuit via email faded, which I didn't know you could do that either, failed. The DNC said in last month's motion to the judge, which was ultimately approved.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. 12B6 on that cause of action, though, y'all, but yeah, you can do that.
What was all that? 12B, huh?
That is not a claim.
You're going to translate here. I'm lost.
It's like if I sued you and said, Ian, you're wearing a green shirt today, so I'm suing you for $3 million. Like, well, that's not a claim, though, so.
Wait, so you're saying they're... case is bunk from the start?
Based on what that's described as, I'm suing you because I lost the presidential election? Yeah, no.
So you're saying this case is
thrown
out of court?
The service is good. It should. Okay. The service is good if they got that exception. There are those. Yeah. you made it sound like they just tweeted a complaint to WikiLeaks.
But wait a minute. When you serve somebody, and again, I don't have a whole lot of experience with civil cases. I've been in criminal court countless times for civil disobedience and things like that. But when somebody is served with paperwork, usually you got to have the sheriff go down to wherever it
just
is.
Pay him, yeah.
That person is. Yeah, you got to pay hire the sheriff. And
you can have any. We would recommend.
By default, you have to use the sheriff. You can ask the judge for permission to do it yourself.
You're talking about state court, though.
That's my understanding.
Yeah. State. So
but you're talking about state court. This is federal court. We recommended that you use a U.S. citizen who is 18 or older. It was unclear that those were actual requirements,
so
and that's
feds,
easy enough to find. So
the feds don't have a general requirement that it needs to be law enforcement who serves a lawsuit?
No.
Okay.
It usually does have to be done.
But don't you normally have to touch the person?
Usually. You can go into... It's one of those really rare things that almost never gets approved, and you'd be crazy to even ask. But there are technically exceptions to that. And if they're claiming, just because it's WikiLeaks, they're probably going to get it. But if they're claiming we can't get a hold of these people, one can either, then they're probably just going to approve that. It's like an extraordinary remedy, but yeah, you can do that.
So. But with email, now, Mark, I know you have a system, and some people have this in, business, where you can see if somebody opens an email most of the time, right? Where if they have their images turned on in the email, there's like a tiny little image that's included in the email. It's like not even noticeable.
A little transparent image, yeah.
And as long as the person isn't blocking images, which, of course, a lot of emails do block images by default.
That's why they do it.
So like Gmail or Google or whatever. Well, no, it's also done for other reasons, but... to keep bandwidth down. So if you're opening a bunch of emails on your smartphone, you don't want to see all the images if you're paying by the by the megabyte or gigabyte or whatever. So there's different reasons for it. But so you send emails out with these little test images in it, and then you'll see if somebody has opened or not the email. If nobody ever opens the email, can that person really be considered served? If the person doesn't read the tweet...
You don't usually do service through email.
Well, they have tried that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, you don't usually. They probably had a good approval for that.
I imagine they did, and then they felt like they didn't have success, so they're saying, "Well, we see WikiLeaks is on Twitter. They're posting on Twitter, so judge, can we serve them?"
It's probably easier to prove that they're on Twitter because they're continuing to post tweets. The rule for a service usually is that it doesn't matter whether or not you actually got it. It matters if it was served properly.
And as long as the judge says this is a proper service, then it's proper.
Yeah.
I see.
They might just be trying to cover all their bases because I can't necessarily, if you have read receipts turned off, I can't necessarily prove you got an email, even though it's usually not on me to prove that. But if I tag you in a tweet, I can prove that you were on Twitter after that.
So on the other hand of this means that it's easy to get a copy of the suit because they served them in their tweet. It links to the PDF, right? So of their suit to WikiLeaks, Box 4080, University of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. A lawsuit has been filed against you. And then it goes on for, I guess it isn't that many pages. I guess there's multiple attachments. So
can
they've served WikiLeaks.
Can you serve a federal lawsuit outside of the United States to a foreign entity?
Is it a foreign entity?
It's WikiLeaks, Box 4080 in Victoria, Australia.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's a foreign entity. That means they have a foreign mailing address.
Well, what else could it mean? I mean, if they had any kind of U.S.-related contact...
Okay, but I'm sure that, Chevron has mailing addresses in other countries.
They didn't even put Julian Assange's name on here. It's just to WikiLeaks.
Well, he's probably not a party to that lawsuit.
Well, I mean, who is a party to the lawsuit? So far, all it says here is WikiLeaks. I mean, they can't identify anybody.
WikiLeaks is an entity, though. And if it's not...
What does it mean to be an entity? I mean, they have a website.
You know what it means to be an entity in a legal
context. Well, normally in a legal context,
sure
it means having a corporation.
So if you are... There are things called unincorporated entities, and they're usually unincorporated partnerships. If you just fail to incorporate or form some other form of entity...
They'll just presume you are one.
I take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back. Plaintiff defense. Looks like Julian Assange's name is on here. So WikiLeaks, semicolon, Julian Assange, semicolon, Donald Trump Jr., Roger Stone, and then several other names.
Wait, they're
here.
Suing Donald Trump?
Yes. This is a suit against WikiLeaks, the Russian government, apparently, and the Donald Trump campaign. I'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With both secure nodes and super nodes, Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. These super nodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855 450 free. WikiLeaks being sued by the Democratic National Committee for being part of an alleged conspiracy with the Donald Trump campaign and the Russian government, apparently. We'll tell you more about that because I've actually got the 66-page lawsuit pulled up here. But what brought it to my attention in the first place was the headline that the DNC was allowed by a judge to serve this lawsuit on WikiLeaks via Twitter, which to me just seemed shocking. But
wait, and if I don't know enough about WikiLeaks' internal organization. I don't know if they're evasive.
No, nobody knows what WikiLeaks' internal organization is. All they know, all we know about WikiLeaks is Julian Assange is the figurehead. There's no records as far as who else works for WikiLeaks that I'm aware of.
Which makes for good sense. Reason. Yeah.
Right, for good reason. You're not supposed to know who's involved with WikiLeaks.
There was some kind of lawsuit by people who left WikiLeaks, so we know some people that did work for WikiLeaks.
Oh, really? Well, then they may know some of the people who still work there.
It's then kind of pointless to sue them because there's probably no property owned in the name of WikiLeaks.
There's a website.
And if we don't know... Okay, so now you have the domain, WikiLeaks.whatever.
They probably have a rented office somewhere under some other name that's not under the name WikiLeaks.
This isn't going to really do you any good, DNC. Like, what are you going to seize? Okay, so you can seize the website. They don't know anything else.
Right.
And they'll start the website somewhere else.
And if you run WikiLeaks, which is, again, an organization, for those who don't know, WikiLeaks has released all kinds of really interesting and damning information against not just the United States government, but against other world governments from around the planet. They do amazing work and really great kind of transparency work that they've been up to for many years now. I don't remember when they... were founded, but it seems like most of the last decade that they've been around.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and so they've done the world a service, as far as I'm concerned. And if they don't ever respond to this, as you pointed out, what are they going to seize? What's the interest in WikiLeaks even taking the time to bother responding to this? If I were in their position,
because
if I were in their position, I would ignore it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no. Because if they can't identify any property that the alleged entity owns, and they can't identify the people who run or own the entity, you're essentially suing...
A nullity.
Yeah. Right? You're suing, like, a ghost or something. Like, I don't know. And then this claim is ridiculous. I'm suing you because I lost the presidency. Yeah, well, guess what?
Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. I've got more about the story and, you know, what is contained in this lawsuit. What are the allegations? What are they saying... This conspiracy was. Matthew in Louisiana, though, you're first up here.
That, WikiLeaks received the leaked DNC emails and the leaked Podesta emails and from Russia and published them.
That's
if you look
not
at
illegal.
The timestamps on the emails and how long it took to download it, this was in an article in The Atlantic a couple of months ago. Apparently, whoever downloaded those emails was standing next to the server. So that means that the Russians have had to have physically walked into the DNC.
Okay.
Anybody look like Boris walking into the DNC?
So you feel that this is somehow evidence that precludes a Russian hack? Is that what you're saying?
That is what an article that was, I believe, it was The Atlantic about 3 to 4 months ago published this. They were very disappointed to find out. Damn it, the Russians didn't hack it because the download times would have taken longer than transmission via transatlantic cable.
For a bunch of emails?
Yes.
I mean, emails don't take up that much space.
Email
I mean, I didn't see the story,
but... pretty instantaneous as long as you're not using encryption.
It does not, in fact, travel as fast as light. It travels through the fiber optic to a transatlantic cable, which is more likely than not copper, at which point the signal slows down. And then it is re-uploaded to either copper or fiber optics, and then proceeds on its way. So the actual speed of email is somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, half the speed of light.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know, if the Atlantic says it, then, you know, that they've done their reporting on it. I'm not going to sit here and guess one way or the other. But it's interesting that it wasn't ahead of time, like it was right then.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more lag re-uploading it to the WikiLeaks site than that you could figure that out anyway, and that doesn't make any sense.
Well, supposedly, this was a physical handoff by some ex-British diplomat who met somebody in Washington, D.C. and got a fire stick with the emails on them. And this diplomat, though, has now assumed room temperature, natural causes. So all the DNC is doing is basically just trying to keep up the idea that Donald Trump is a Russian spy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, half the speed of light is still 150 million miles per second. So that's human lag is more than that still.
Yeah, but they were able to detect the download speed. You'd have to read the article. Rush Limbaugh covered it.
Well, there's a lot of opinions about this out here. I mean, according to just a brief search, why the latest theory about the DNC not being hacked is probably wrong, according to TheHill.com. I would say it's something that, you know, people are just going to have different opinions about. But regardless, the lawsuit is going forward. Any other comments, Matthew?
Yeah, I'd actually called in to bounce off of something that Daryl and Chris were talking about, how New York City has decided to crack down on the number of Ubers and Lyft and some other service drivers.
I actually have that story in show prep.
It seems that the people who own the medallions, I understand why they're asking the government to come in on their behalf. They paid all this damn money for this thing, and their livelihoods depend on it. They've got mortgages and all these other wonderful things that they can't afford to make less money. But I remember down here in the oil industry in the late 70s and early 80s, we were blowing and going, drilling everywhere and anywhere for oil. We did not realize the reason why we were doing that was because there was a tax on imported oil called the Windfall Profits Tax. And basically, it was an arrangement to encourage people to drill more oil, irrespective of what the world market price was.
Well, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump slammed former White House aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman as vicious but not smart after she released newly recorded secret audio of a private conversation she had with the president. Congressman Peter King said all these attacks by Omarosa were news to him.
She was getting all the talking points out, and she was taking over meetings. Then I would see her at the White House. She'd be walking in the Oval Office and very friendly with everyone and totally dedicated to the president. I mean, she was consumed by right. her support for Donald Trump. So this is all really out of nowhere.
Today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Prosecutors today rested their case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman accused of bank and tax fraud, in a case brought by special counsel Robert Mueller's team. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenegenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever is on your mind here. We're talking about the Russians, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and apparently the Donald Trump campaign, Donald Trump's son, being sued by the Democratic National Committee, and they claim that it was a conspiracy to hack their servers, and we haven't even gotten into what the lawsuit is alleging. It's a 66-page long suit, and we've actually got it here, plus the story about the judge actually allowing the suit to be served to WikiLeaks over Twitter, which is basically unheard of as far as serving a lawsuit.
Extraordinary, I've been told.
Yeah, is concerned here. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Also, I want to make sure that you're aware about Zencash. Zencash is an amazing cryptocurrency that has really taken off in just the last year since it came out back in 2017. Like a lot of cryptocurrencies, of course, you know, it's out there, it's competing in the marketplace. But what makes it special? Well, they've got some of the best technology, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy, you really need to know about Zencash. And check out the details on their secure nodes and super nodes, which are ways for you to back up the system of Zencash and basically make it more, strengthen it. The more nodes there are in the system, the better off the network is. In fact, I believe they may at this moment have the number one node count on the planet, because I know they were for a while they were kind of tied up with Ethereum, which was, I believe, the number one node count, and from what I understand they have surpassed Ethereum. So unless something else has surpassed it, that and I don't know where you can go to get a chart of all the top node counts out there, so I'm not sure on this statement, but it's if it's not number one, it's in the top three likely. Zencash with over 17,000 nodes. That includes both their secure nodes and their brand new super nodes, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. The super nodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network, and there are already, I believe, about 2,000 supernodes in the system.
Now, besides bringing those kinds of security to the system, they also get paid.
That's correct.
Yeah, those supernodes get a certain amount back.
Because it costs money to run one of these nodes.
It costs some money to run the nodes.
It definitely
but the
does.
Return is significantly higher.
The official Zencash wallet is available right now for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. You can learn more at Zencash.com. Once again, that is Zencash.com. As we go back to Matthew here, who was trying to drive at some sort of point. I'm not really sure what you were getting at, Matthew. You were saying you wanted to comment about New York City cracking down on Uber and Lyft and freezing any new vehicle licenses for those who want to do ride sharing in the city, which, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that they have a license, but now they're not even going to be allowing more to come out. And you said they covered this on Thursday. And then you started talking about the oil business, which is the trade that you or the industry that you work in. So how are you going to tie those two together?
This was in the early 70s. Not early 70s, late 70s, early 80s. Down here in southeast Louisiana, we were blowing and going. We were drilling everywhere at anything. We're just drilling like crazy.
Okay.
Because the price of oil was high enough to make it possible to drill offshore Louisiana and onshore Louisiana. In a big kind of way. What
okay.
we didn't realize was that the reason the price was high was because of a Carter-era regulation called the Windfall Profits Tax that artificially propped up the price of oil. But every barrel that was imported in the United States had a Windfall Profits Tax placed on it. It was a tariff. It had on imported oil and oil produced from oil wells.
So the industry in the United States was being protected from outside competition by this tariff. All right. What's that have to do with Uber and Lyft in New York City?
Well, it was a government policy. And the problem you're living, you're dependent on government policy for a living. The policy can change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. In the case of the oil companies, it's, you know, it's going to hurt those oil companies. In the case of Uber and Lyft, it's going to hurt individuals who are going to be unable to get into the marketplace and, you know, provide service. Thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. That is definitely true. I mean, if your success is dependent on political whims, then when that political carpet, you know, gets pulled out from underneath you by a new group of politicians who've come in and have decided that
or technological change.
That can happen, too. But, you know, he was talking about relying on politicians to protect you. If the winds of change come in and different politicians get elected, then you're done for that point.
Yeah, so in the case of the medallions, and that's what he was called in about.
He's actually referring to not the taxi medallions, but the news story that according to, let's see here, this I actually had this in my show prep, but I guess they covered it Thursday night. Reuters reporting that New York City will be voting or did vote to cap Uber and Lyft vehicle licenses, which are not the same as I understand it, at least, as taxi medallions. Right, so the taxi medallions are the thing that used to cost. Remember, it was like $500,000 to get one of these things, and then we started to see the price of the New York City medallion drop.
And there are a lot of people who bought those medallions as investments,
correct?
Because they kept going up and up and up.
Because there was a limit to the number of medallions that the city would allow in existence, to the point where you could not even get a new medallion issued. If you wanted to get a medallion, you had to purchase it third party. So you had to buy it from somebody who wanted to sell their existing medallion.
Which always happens when there's a license restriction.
Right, and which, again, is just, of course, an arbitrary number come up with by the city council. It's the first such cap by any major U.S. city and was part of a package of measures that also included setting a minimum wage for the drivers, which, again, is ridiculous. it's contrary to how Uber and Lyft have set up their business structure. They've set up a structure to where the drivers are supposed to be contractors. They're not supposed to be paid a wage. They're supposed to get paid per mile, per, you know, customer, per mile, that kind of thing. The package, of course, opposed by the major ride-hailing companies is they claim at the city level aimed at reducing traffic congestion and increasing driver paychecks in the wake of the explosive growth of for-hire vehicles. So basically, it's protectionism for the taxi drivers. That's what they're doing here. They are trying to, you know,
save this industry.
Right. Come in here at the last minute and protect them from competition.
We can't have the blacksmiths run out of business by these new horseless carriages. We'll have to pass a law.
The mayor, Bill de Blasio, said, quote, "This action will stop the influx of cars contributing to the congestion, grinding our streets to a halt." And then Uber and Lyft responded, Uber saying, quote, "The city's 12-month pause on new vehicle licenses will threaten one of the few reliable transportation options while doing nothing to fix the subways or ease congestion." Lyft responded by saying, quote, "These sweeping cuts to transportation will bring New Yorkers back to an era of struggling to get a ride, particularly for communities of color and in the outer boroughs."
I must say, as a person who has been on a New York subway that was stuck in the middle of the tube there for close to an hour, completely packed, like everybody's touching everybody, kind of packed.
Yep.
Yeah, I really wish the New York government would worry about that problem there.
In an email to nearly 5 million New Yorkers last month, Uber said riders will face higher prices, longer wait times, and less service in the city's outer suburbs by its drivers. That's because if the city's arbitrarily going to limit the number of drivers, then of course you're going to have to wait longer. Of course prices are going to go up. They said on its website, quote, "New York City is the first city in the country to enact drivers' demands into legislation." This is according to the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, not Uber. They claim this is a victory. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So if you're in New York City, get ready to start waiting longer and pay more to get where you want to go. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. And now, of course, this is scary because if New York City can get away with this, how long is it going to be before Seattle, Portland,
all the
LA?
Yes, piling up.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the DNC serving WikiLeaks with a lawsuit over Twitter, and what that lawsuit alleges, we haven't even gotten into that yet, beyond just this massive conspiracy allegedly between the Russian government and the Trump administration and WikiLeaks. That's the summary of it, but it's a 66-page suit, which we've been able to easily download because they served it over Twitter, so everybody has access to this particular legal filing. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Also, we had a gentleman call in about the news on New York City, the first city in the United States to crack down in a big way against Uber and Lyft. Now, we've seen different cities try to do regulations, like Austin. They try to regulate Uber and Lyft, and then there was some level of backing down on that. Uber and Lyft had left the city of Austin as a result of those regulations coming into effect. But this is the first time that a U.S. city has really come at Uber and Lyft in a major way and stopped them entirely from continuing to expand within the city. They have put a freeze, a 12-month freeze on any kind of licenses for ride-hailing services after vehicles in the city have jumped, according to the statistics here, from 12,600 back in 2015 to around 80,000 this year.
That is a big jump.
Yeah, according to the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, and they say there are only about 14,000 yellow cabs operating in the city. So you can understand why the taxi drivers are so upset about this, because there are four times as many, you know, more than four times as many Uber and Lyfters driving around as there are taxi drivers. So that's a huge level of competition, and everybody that I've ever talked to, when they have an experience with Uber or Lyft, you know, loves it.
Yeah, I don't think it's the drivers as much in this case as the medallion owners. I mean, a driver can just go and do Uber and Lyft if he wants to make money.
With his own car. A lot of drivers are renting out cars from the taxi company.
Mm-hmm. Taxi company sounds like it needs a new business model that includes picking up Uber and Lyft people.
Yeah, they're probably not going to do that, Mark. They're going to stick with their old ways as long as they possibly can. They're going to fight tooth and nail. We've seen taxi cab drivers and taxi companies doing some very dirty things. Not just I haven't seen stories out of New York City, but it wouldn't surprise me if they are there. But in Europe and in other cities around the globe, we've actually seen I think it was Madrid most recently, where taxis were occupying the streets, where they were blocking traffic and just camping out in protest.
Yeah.
Of Uber and Lyft basically just existing there. I don't know if Lyft is in Madrid, but Uber definitely is. So they're desperate, and they're using whatever political connections they have to try to stop any kind of innovation. They've been trying for years, and this is the first real success where the city of New York hasn't rescinded the different licenses that have already been granted. But they are now going ahead and setting a minimum wage for drivers, which is a scary concept, because why should a contractor get paid for time in which they aren't actually working? That's what we're talking about here. If there's a minimum wage, that means that that Uber's essentially going to have to change their entire business model around here.
Yeah, it's not going to work. If they're required to pay a minimum wage, then suddenly I go on the clock on Uber 24 hours a day just sitting at my house sleeping.
Right, because normally with Uber, if you're on the clock, or if you're logged into the app, they will send you a ride if you're in the app, and then the clock starts ticking. You don't get paid for just sitting logged into the app. If that's what New York City's trying to make happen, trying to get the Uber drivers to get paid for just sitting around, I hope Uber sues over this. Because
sue over a statute.
Well, it's a forcible conversion of their business from a contract-based business to an employee-based
business.
Yes, also
known as statutes.
Right. So basically, what would you say? Uber's only solution is to leave the city?
I mean, yeah.
Which they're not going to want to do, but this could be.
But you can't just sue the state and be like, I sue the state because they're passing a law.
Well, I hate the
city of New York.
There's so regulations. I sue the state.
It's an ordinance, not a statute, right? It's not the state level. Right. It's New York City.
Different, but yeah.
So you're saying there would be no standing against that? Even
to sue the state because they passed a reg you don't like? No.
Couldn't they say the ordinance?
I mean,
was
if
illegal?
It was illegal, they can say that, but it's not.
Can they do that? I mean, can an ordinance actually...
This is the 50th freest state of the union.
Yeah.
This is the Empire State. Yeah. I don't know if they... I'm not the attorney that young Ms. Johnson is here, but I can tell you that, they'll do whatever the heck they want.
All right, so if you want to comment here, you're welcome to. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of Melanie, she does taxes. She's an accountant by trade. She can handle your bookkeeping. If you're a smaller business, right? Like, who are you targeting? Who do you want to talk to help out with their business?
I mean, small businesses. So if you're not listed on a stock exchange and you don't have just kind of a massive amount of locations in several states to the point where you have... If you're not to the point where you have an internal accounting department, then you're a small business.
Okay.
So people who either don't have time to, or they're large enough to point where, you know, they kind of need to make sure this money is being managed properly on a tax basis so that I do their books every month and I look through and see if they need to change anything, move some money around, move some expenses around. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that then at the end of the year, you're set for keeping as much of your own money as possible.
And Melanie can help you with that. She hates the government. She's a real anarchist. And so if you want an anarchist to do your accounting for you and help you with taxes, then you should get in touch with her directly by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to her website. That's tax.freetalklive.com. I switched over here to the Mother Jones article because, you know, they are a pretty lefty magazine, and I wanted to get their perspective on what the New York City Council has done here with Uber and Lyft. As they point out here, they're forcing the companies to pay drivers a minimum wage and setting a cap on how many cars can be on the road. New York City's regulations could set a precedent for other cities across the country, which is, in my opinion, the worst part about this, that face increasingly congested roads and drivers frustrated with the deprecating value of their services, or depreciating rather. The set of bills will give the Taxi Limousine Commission the authority to instate minimum fare requirements, regulate minimum earnings for drivers.
No, it's over.
And institute a 12-month cap on additional licenses while the city evaluates the effect on companies, including Lyft, Uber, Juno, and Via, on city congestion. Many of the details still need to be clarified by the commission, though the guaranteed wage has to at least match the state minimum wage of $13.50, rising to $15 in December. My God, I didn't realize New York State had gone up that that high in minimum wage.
So I can tell you this. I used to drive a cab from between gigs in Sarasota, Florida at one point, and the one thing the taxi cab company wanted from me, and they were pretty pushy about it, even though when I signed up with them, that wasn't the deal, was they wanted a 12-hour shift out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas an Uber driver, you're not committing to a 12-hour shift. So I had to go spend my own money to get a taxi cab license and all that stuff, and I did. And, you know, you get one of their stinky cars,
yep,
and you drive it around, and, you know, the same car that some drunk puked in last night. And, you know, whereas an Uber driver, it's their car. They decide,
they take care,
you know,
of,
if they don't want to pick somebody up, they don't pick them up. And, you know, they're not working for a company.
Well, now, if you refuse rides, eventually Uber is going to cut you off, right? So you don't get to decide as the driver who to pick up. You don't know who's trying to hail you, right? Like, you don't know whether the person is old or young, or, you know, male or
completely
female.
Completely inebriated.
Yeah, you don't know. Although Uber was working on a system to detect whether the person is drunk based on how they use their phone. So that may be coming, but I don't know if that's currently something that the drivers have access to.
I can tell you I also stopped doing rides specifically on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings from, you know, at night, because I just didn't like the clientele I had to deal with, which was fine. The taxi cab company put me on in the mornings, and I'm, you know, taking little old ladies from Longboat Key to the airport.
Yeah, so right now it's not clear exactly how they're going to enforce this minimum wage. That's what I was trying to find out, was, you know, how is Uber going to...
What do you mean, how are they not going to enforce? They're going to have a bunch of annoying people who think they want to be Uber drivers but don't understand the concept of being self-employed, go and rat them out to the city. That's how they're going to enforce.
That's
how they enforce every employer law.
I guess I wasn't asking the right question, or I didn't use the right words there. What I mean is, will this be something where, like you were saying, Mark, where as soon as somebody logs into the app, they start getting paid? Can they force? I mean, of course they can't.
I don't know.
The government, can they force Uber to do it that way? So I'm wondering, you know, what if you're in New York City and you're an Uber or Lyft driver or a rideshare driver? Have you received any kind of notice from Uber about how they're going to handle this? What's the reaction going to be? We're coming up.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.